Advertising can be tricky business for realtors, especially if you're just starting out. We asked two of Southwest Florida's top advertising pros for their top tips for advertisers. Hear them all by listening to this episode of the Royal Palmcast right now.
From the studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in Fort Myers, Florida, this is the Royal Palmcast, the show about people and things that realtors, home buyers, and home sellers care about. And now, here's your host, Jim Sandville.
Welcome to the Royal Palmcast. I am indeed your host, Jim Sandville, here in the studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in beautiful, sunny Fort Myers, Florida. Jerry Johnson is here with me running the board. He is our Director of Marketing and Communications. Jerry, how about this weather? Does it get any better?
This is ideal. I know it actually will get better, but this is pretty darn good from what we've had this summer.
What's your favorite time of year here?
A few weeks from now, probably, when we get regular, non-humid, cooler weather days, and when it's not so windy so it can do more boating.
I just love November, especially early November.
No, that's a great one.
Yeah, crisp, clear, blue skies. But enough about the weather. It's beautiful and sunny here all the time. So if you're listening from the frozen Northland, come on down. We are open for business. Today we are going to talk to a couple of very special guests who have graciously agreed to be with us for a third time. I can't believe we were able to strong arm them into another appearance on our show, but we were successful. They were tough negotiators, I don't mind saying, but we're glad to have them. We have a couple of advertising pros from the American Advertising Federation, Southwest Florida. One is a New Media Past president. Her name is Wendy Payton, also with Payton Brands. Wendy, welcome.
Well, thank you for having us again.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure. Tim, thank you for coming back. This is Tim Hennessy. He's with Waterman Broadcasting, NBC2, ABC7 in Southwest Florida. Welcome back, Tim.
Very happy to be back.
Glad to have you. All right, so on this last show we're doing in this series, I want to get from you, I want to boil things down to the essence of what people need to know, your top tips in terms of advertising and how not to overspend, how to do it right, how to spend your advertising dollars in a wise way, particularly for our realtor members who tend to do a lot of advertising. So why don't we jump right into it? We're going to do a like kind of a top five countdown. 5A, 5B, one from Tim, one from Wendy, because 10 seems like a lot. So why don't we jump right into it? What is your number five? We're going to do a countdown. Number five, top tip, Tim.
My number five is I like video. It typically can be more of an investment, but also when well done has the greatest impact on the human senses. So video makes it real for someone like no other medium can.
Video, yeah, and it can take lots of forms these days with 3D Matterport cameras that realtors are familiar with, and of course television or online video. Lots of stuff. Wendy, what is your top five tip?
I would say to remember that your how you carry yourself is a reflection of your brand. So, you know, be professional. Make sure that you're buttoned up. You know, pay attention to what you're wearing. Make sure your car is clean when you're doing showings. It's sometimes the simple things that leave such a big impression on people, and it can make the difference between having them choose you or not choose you. And, you know, with photography, making sure that, you know, it looks good and it's professionally done. So I would just say, just remember that the way you conduct yourself is actually a reflection of your brand. It is marketing communications.
Mm-hmm. Our Bill Steinke, who did a podcast just this past week, talked about that same thing on the Realtor Riff Rap podcast with Nick Bajelis. And he did a show about professionalism, and he made exactly the same point. I think realtors kind of get it, that you are the brand. So good stuff. Tim, what's your number four tip?
Number four actually piggybacks on Wendy's number five a little bit, is spend time considering your brand. Don't just rush it. Even if you don't have you want to start getting things out there quickly, that's no problem. You can, but just think about it first. Don't just randomly throw things out there. Make sure that you spend time considering what you want your brand to be, how you want to be viewed in the marketplace. It's so important, and then to be consistent with your brand. So it's worth your time to consider you know, stepping back for a second and making sure that it's exactly the way you want it to be.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Good stuff. Wendy, your number four tip.
Well, I would like to remind realtors and real estate agents to maintain a good database of your customers. Every interaction that you have is a potential for a customer or a referral, if not customer. Both are important to your business. So make sure that you're maintaining good database and that you're making sure that it's clean. And also respecting the privacy of people who ask not to be part of your database, making sure that that's cleaned up as well. I think a database is extremely important for realtors and maintaining a good one.
When you say database, does that mean a CRM solution? Or
It could mean a CRM solution. It could mean, you know, I know that the that MLS has a CRM available to realtors, but there are also some good ones out there like Salesforce. There are some simpler ones out there, but even if it's in an Excel spreadsheet, just making sure that the data that you're keeping, the records are clean and that you're using them effectively, making sure that it can track things like what are their likes and interests. Because another tip that I have, we'll talk about personalization. Mm-hmm.
I love that you say database. I say data. Some say data. Jerry, you data or data?
Data. I think I'm data.
Data?
Nice.
Tim?
Data.
You're data? You're a data guy. In Maine, where I'm from, they say dater. Dater. They just add that I at the end up there.
So. That's a great tip because it's it all comes back to relationships.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. people, you know, like you were referencing earlier, Tim, but, you know, getting to know someone that you're comfortable with and then you can build that rapport. Again, that was also...
Well, and for those newbies, Wendy brings up a great point, is that you really, you know, don't do it just from a relationship standpoint, because if they asked you not to send something, then, you know, you shouldn't send it. But use a software system that can be unsubscribed, because there are federal rules and regulations required for... that you're required to maintain to not send somebody something if it wasn't solicited. I mean, you can get away with sending the one, but if they don't have an opportunity to unsubscribe, then you're in violation of those rules.
Yeah, I think we've all had experience with the do not call list. That's kind of in a different area, but reputable companies and people are going to pay attention to those rules and abide by record keeping requirements. So, yeah, don't bug people or don't reach out to people if they don't want to be. It's a very, very important point. Tim, I think we're at number three. What is your number three tip, please?
My number three is, if you're just getting started, social media is the best place to start. Mm-hmm. It's the easiest, the simplest for you to do yourself. Go back to, you know, my number four, spend some time talking about your brand before you just jump into it. But make sure that it's not the only place. It's not... Don't get used to just the safety net of social media. You've got to keep growing. And without consistent growth and broadening your marketing base, it's you're destined to be stagnant.
Is it important to use various social media platforms so that you can segment your messaging? You're going to reach out to a different group, perhaps on Instagram versus Facebook versus YouTube.
Yeah, and you can actually, I mean, it's extremely important to tailor your message to those social media platforms. You can be a lot more fun on Instagram, but you need to be a lot more buttoned up and professional on LinkedIn. People get really, really mad on LinkedIn if you bring up politics, if you're posting memes. That's not what that space is for. That is to educate, to be professional, and to showcase your credibility in your whatever industry space you're in. Facebook's a little more family friendly, and then we even talked earlier about TikTok. I mean, you can have those moments of fun, but you got to make sure you're in the right space.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right, Wendy, your number three tip, please.
So relating to the number two of maintaining a good database, what that allows you to do is it allows you to personalize your communications. And so much of marketing now, and especially real estate industry marketing, should be personal and customizable. A good database allows you to do that. So make sure that you're sending messages that are relevant to your target audience. Segment your target audiences based on their interests, based on what their family might be like. Remember their birthday, write that down, and make sure that you customize and develop those relationships.
Basic human interactions. If you would appreciate it as a human being, not just a prospect, then odds are
that's right.
That client will also appreciate it. Jerry, how are we doing on time? Think now's a good time for a
now's
break?
Now's a great time.
Okay, so we're going to come back with our guest Wendy Payton and Tim Hennessy from the American Advertising Federation, Southwest Florida, in just one moment.
Hi, I'm Bill Risser, and you're listening to the Royal Palmcast with Jim and Jerry. This place is amazing.
Hi, I'm Vince Mottarelli from Habitat for Humanity of Lee and Hendry Counties. You're listening to the Royal Palmcast.
Hi, I'm Angela Foster, and you're listening to the Royal Palmcast.
As we strive to continue providing our Realtor members with the resources and tools they need for success, we wanted to make you aware of three MLS services: MLS Touch, eCommissions, and MLS Showing Time. Make sure to check out our Facebook page for more detailed information on what these services provide, and of course, all of the other valuable resources, classes, and events the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association has to offer. At RPCRA, we're committed to the success of all members. That's who we are.
Education, you need it, we've got it. I'm Angela Foster, Director of Education at Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association. If you're a realtor in Southwest Florida, the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association has the classes, courses, workshops, and webinars you need to stay at the top of your game and keep your license current. Looking to bill your continuing education hours? We offer core law and code of ethics classes to fulfill your CE requirement, along with many other courses to fulfill your requirements for specialty credits. Want to learn the ins and outs of the specific market you serve? Our A-Series provides an in-depth look at Cape Coral and Fort Myers with all the right experts to fill you in. Our Contract Series is a 5-session course on listing agreements, FAR bar contracts, timelines, and more. It doesn't end there. Classes like how to stay out of real estate jail, negotiating skills, listing tips, conflict resolution, and many more keep realtors in Lee County up to speed with the latest information. Many of our classes are free to members and some are open to non-members. If you're a real estate professional who's interested in working in the Southwest Florida market, we've got you covered. For more information, visit our website at rpcra.org or email education@rpcra.org.
Welcome back to the Royal Palmcast. I'm Jim Sandville with Jerry Johnson. Along with our guests today, we have Tim Hennessy from Waterman Broadcasting, ABC7 and NBC2. I get it right there. And we also have Wendy Payton from Payton Brands here in Southwest Florida. They are both affiliated with the American Advertising Federation Southwest Florida. And Tim is the current president until next July, right, Tim?
Yep.
And Wendy is the immediate past president. And so they both really have a wealth of knowledge about advertising. And they are gracious enough to share with you, our listener, the realtor and the real estate professional, home buyer, or home seller. So we hope you'll find some tips here that you can use. In this particular episode, and this is the third one that they've done with us, we're talking about, we're presenting the top tips and tricks for realtors, and we've kind of formatted it into a countdown list because that's we're very linear here in a reverse kind of way. But before we jump into the final two from each of you, the big tips, I want to find out, I want to ask your response to a couple of questions that I've kind of wondered about. In dealing with clients, what's the thing, one or two things that surprises them about advertising and their advertising options as they do business, as they advertise? Wendy?
I think that sometimes we'll have clients that will come and say, hey, I need a website done, or I need a piece of collateral, I need a brochure done. And what they're really asking for is help in really positioning and branding them and telling their story. And so the conversation might start with, I need a website, and may end up with, let me help you develop a plan that's going to really impact your business. So I think that is something that once in a while will surprise, especially a new client who's just learning. And we have so many successful entrepreneurs here in the market. A lot are self-taught and have just been really successful in what they do. So they'll come in and be surprised at how much we can really drill down into their business and help them thrive.
To that point, I have a friend who was a service manager at a car dealership, and he said he'd often get customers coming in saying, I need a new, you know, name the part. And he, when he was younger, he just dutifully installed the part, and they pick up the car and they say, well, it still does that thing. Well, you told me to replace the, you know, the widget, and I did. And so he very quickly learned, don't necessarily assume that the customer knows what is going to remedy their problems.
That's right.
Yeah, he does a little bit more probing. And Tim, what have your clients been surprised by in terms of their advertising?
Well, I'm never surprised by their lack of surprise that it didn't work, or that they're surprised that it didn't work after a week.
That's surprising.
Everybody thinks that when you put out a TV ad or put on a radio ad or put you got a full page ad in the Sunday newspaper or something, that they think that people should just immediately call. It doesn't work that way, and it takes time. It takes consistency. So don't worry that you're doing something wrong if it takes a little time for people to get wind of it and to see who you are, because you really, really need to give advertising a little option, because it does take time.
Interesting. One other question before we jump into the list of top tips. What are the one or two things, Wendy, that you wish you knew when you're starting your career in advertising that you know now? I wish I had known that.
You were going to ask that question.
Yeah. I think my journey in my career over, 25 years, and it's all been at advertising agencies, is it's okay to say no. It really is okay to draw some boundaries with a client, or it's not a good fit, or you think it's the wrong thing for them to do. And I think early on I wanted to be, to please my client. But sometimes, and I've, through maturity and experience, I've learned sometimes saying no is the way to please them best in the long run.
Interesting. Without divulging any identities, can you provide an example of when you wish you had said no?
Like this morning before this podcast. No, I'm just kidding.
where are you going with this?
Yeah.
Cut her mic, Jerry.
Cut that
mic.
I think that there are times where I get disappointed when things don't work well.
Yeah.
And I had a part in making that happen. And I had an understanding that it wouldn't because of my experience and knowledge. But I said, yes, I would do that because that's what they wanted. And I just realized that sometimes we have to say no, and or we say, I don't recommend it, but I'll do it for you. But at least articulating, that this, I don't believe this is the right way for you to
go. Like my friend, the service manager, this widget is not going to solve your problem, but if that's what you want.
Right.
Yeah. How about you, Tim? What are one or two things you wish you knew when you were starting out?
One of the hardest things for anybody starting out is managing expectations, because when you're new, you don't necessarily know, you don't know everything. A lot of this business is trial and error, especially with clients, but you're also trial and erroring it with their money. So there is a big weight that's on your shoulders as someone who's providing information and expertise and recommendations that this could backfire and it could affect a lot of different people. So being confident in the history of what you've done through experience, but understanding that it's not all on you. So it really does make a difference in how you provide advice and your expertise moving forward. I've got an example for Wendy's. I was the same way, because as a sales guy, you never want to turn down a sale. You don't want to be the person to say, okay, well, we just can't figure out a way to make this work. Well, I had gotten into a client and we were working on a digital campaign, and he just got very, very angry. And I didn't know why. And we were talking about email marketing. It's not an angry conversation. I was using air quotes for those of you who can't see us right now. But he got very belligerent about what he had been doing in the past. And I said, I'm not disputing what, if what you had done was working, that's great. Why are, I mean, are you going to continue to do that? Are you looking to increase and try something new along with that? But it almost got to the point where, yeah, I thought he was going to kick me out of his office for, you know, simply asking what had worked previously. And because it's a standard question when you ask anybody anything. Well, at that point, I just said, I don't want to be involved in this anymore. You know, 20 years of doing this has taught me that this is not a client that I want to be involved in. So just another recommendation is find the person that you can get along with. Understand boundaries. That don't call your sales rep or your ad or your agency account executive or the owner. Don't call them at 11 o'clock at night. I mean, nothing's going to change outside of normal business hours. Shoot them an email, but you know, find a partner and be friends with them. But understand that there are boundaries to the ad advertiser salesperson / creative relationship.
Sounds like you've gotten a phone call or two at 11 o'clock at night.
Yes.
Needy client, huh? Well, all right. Let's get right back to the top tips now. We have two left from each of you. And I believe, Tim, you're up next with your number two top tip.
Yeah, the number two is stick with it. Make a plan. Don't deviate. You can always tweak a little along the way, but just because something doesn't work right away doesn't mean it's not going to work. And trust yourself that you've worked through the problems early on. Find a professional that can help you do that. But don't just randomly throw things at a dartboard and hope it works.
Have you seen advertisers? Have you seen clients who panicked?
Yes. you know, especially in a COVID world. I mean, obviously, the end of March, April, and May was nothing but panic. You know, but some of it rightfully so, because if you're in a retail situation, you didn't have people coming into your door. You were trying to figure out how you were going to pay your mortgage, how you were going to make payroll. You know, there were reasons to panic then, and you had to figure out how to maintain your business at that point. But there are going to be bad months. It's going to happen. Understand that it's going to happen, but don't change. There's a great quote that I love that Sam Walton did, the founder of Walmart. Someone asked him once about his thoughts on a coming recession, and because it's natural to want to cut your advertising. It's one of the easiest things to cut, but it could be the worst. Sam Walton said, I thought about it and decided not to participate. Don't participate in the recession. I mean, understand the climate and yeah. Work through it, but find a way around it.
Right.
And that's really how Walmart became Walmart. His first grocery store was, you know, he continued to advertise through a recession and ended up taking market share that nobody else thought that no one else wanted to advertise into. But so when you stop advertising, you stop speaking to people.
Powerful lesson there for sure. Wendy, what is your number two tip, please?
So I think, and this works really well for small businesses, is automate. Automate wherever you can, and you'll be able to extend your reach, and you'll be able to really have these personal conversations with people much beyond what you could as an individual do. So find those things that work for you. An example would be like MailChimp or Constant Contact, where you can use those platforms to personalize, develop drip campaigns that are personalized. Drip campaigns mean that based on their behaviors, they'll receive an email. So they seem very personalized. And again, using facts in the database, when, you know, for instance, when is their birthday? They'll get an email. Those things you can automate. Those tools are out there, and it really will help you build your brand and your business while you're focused on selling homes or, you know, getting those listings.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion. There's so much free or low cost technology out there that wasn't there 10, 20 years ago. And every day we're seeing more of it. It's very cool.
Yeah, and they're always growing and adding value. So, for instance, now MailChimp or Constant Contact will also not only send out an e-blast, but they'll post to social automatically. You know, there are just a lot of things. If you have a WordPress website and post a blog, it'll now, you know, push that out in email. There are a lot of automation tools that you can use to really expand your communications program efficiently.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Tim Hennessy, I wish we had a timpani so we could do a drum roll here. What is your number one tip for advertisers?
So remember that people are always listening. They're always looking for that next great house, the next widget, the next car, whatever it is. They just may not know it until they see it. But if you're not, and we're all creatures of habit, so, you know, if people are not, if you as an advertiser are not on consistently, you may miss somebody who's ready to purchase something at that moment. So always be consistent. You don't have to spend, you know, one large or a bunch of money on one large commercial that's going to hit, you know, like, let's just say the Super Bowl. If you don't have the budget for a Super Bowl spot, even though you're going to hit, you know, more than half of the audience, don't do that. Be consistent over time with a smaller budget and work your plan consistently over time. You will see tremendous growth over a longer period of time and be far more successful.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like sage advice. All right. Wendy Payton from Payton Brands, what is your number one tip, please?
Well, if you haven't picked up on it by now, you haven't been listening, because my number one tip is to have a plan. Have a plan so that you can execute against it and you'll be successful.
Have a plan. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Keep it simple, stupid, as Tim alluded to earlier, that famous saying.
I think it's great that, I mean, we obviously work very well together, but it's interesting that we didn't have anything on our list, and we didn't show each other our lists prior to this this exercise, and there's not a single thing that's duplicated.
Right. That's great. So we got lots of great information for our realtor members and others in the business. So I want to thank both of you for coming in today. I know we carved out a big portion of your workday right in the middle of it, so we really appreciate that. Once again, our guests have been from the American Advertising Federation, Southwest Florida, Wendy Payton from Payton Brands. Wendy, how can folks get in touch with you?
Well, they can reach me at wendy@paytonbrands.com. I'm also online at paytonbrands.com.
That's PAYTON, right?
Thank you. Yes, it is.
paytonbrands.com. Mm-hmm. Tim Hennessy from NBC2, ABC7, Waterman Broadcasting. What is your contact information, please?
You can reach me at timh@water.net, or if you're interested in learning more about the American Advertising Federation, you can email president@aafswfl.com. We are for the advertising industry, but we serve anyone in business, because we're all, if you're in advertising, you're in business. If you're in business, you're in advertising. We are the unifying voice. It's a great opportunity for networking. So if any of your members are interested in becoming members, we'd love to talk to you as well.
Sounds great. Thank you both again for coming in. I also want to thank Jerry Johnson, our Director of Marketing and Communications here at the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association, who has been running our board today. Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure, and I enjoyed this topic immensely.
Good stuff. What are you going to do after the show? Go out and get something to eat?
No. You know, I'm so inspired by all this. I'm going to go adjust our plan. And we're going to come up with some really consistent messaging, and we're going to just keep moving forward and improve things even more.
Good stuff. I'm right there with you, Jerry, every step of the way. I also want to thank Beata Jones, our CEO, who is always by our side to support us at the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association. We do appreciate her, as well as all the staff members here. It's a pleasure to work with this fine group of folks. We have offices in Cape Coral and Fort Myers, and we serve all the realtors in the area in many, many ways. So take advantage of our services. Check us out. You can reach us at the Royal Palmcast by sending an email to shows@rpcra.org. And be sure to listen to our sister podcast, Realtor Riff Rap, with host Nick B. Jealous, and our video show on YouTube, which is Realtor's Corner, hosted by Nick and Joanna Rowell. I want to thank every one of you for listening today, and we hope you get something useful out of our discussion about advertising. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Royal Palmcast. Tune in again for more episodes, and make sure to check out our sister podcast, Realtor Riff Rap, and our video news show, Realtor's Corner, which can be found on the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association Facebook page and YouTube channel. Sponsorship opportunities for these programs and more coming soon. So stay connected with RPCRA and stay tuned. This has been a production of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association.